Hey everyone, we're Los Gatos, and today we are going to be speaking to you about one of the hottest new devices on the market, the Apple Watch, called one of the most personal devices yet. The Apple Watch began shipping on April 24th, and there are three different styles of the watch. There is the Apple Watch Sport, the Apple Watch, and the Apple Watch Edition. All of these styles can cost anywhere between $350 from the Apple Watch Sport to $10,000 from the Apple Watch Edition.
So basically, the smartwatch was not a new idea. They've been working on this for about more than a decade now. And one of the first smartwatches was called the Fossil Wrist PDA, which only had 190 kilobyte memory. And they wanted to prove that a watch could deliver all of the capabilities of an original PDA. So for the Apple Watch, the project was conceived shortly after Steve Jobs' death in 2011. By February 2013, the watch was said to be beyond the experimentation phase and potentially headed to production. Some features that were under consideration and were rumored would include letting users make calls from the watch, seeing the identity of incoming callers, and checking map coordinates, and also having a pedometer or something that could check their heart rate when people exercised. And then eventually, Tim Cook, the Apple chief executive, unveiled the Apple Watch to the world in September 2014, and it just continued to improve from there.
The Apple Watch has many features, though not nearly as many as the iPhone. It includes alarms, weather, when the sun is going to set and rise. It has a stopwatch, it notifies you about upcoming appointments, and it has interactive animations and more. It also offers a calendar and maps and a reminder integration on when meetings that you have scheduled are. You have the ability to accept meeting invites on your wrist. The Apple Watch also has a heart rate sensor and an accelerometer to measure body movements, including step count. And there is a feature called the Move Ring, which will show you how many calories you've burned and suggests new goals based on your history of calorie burning. Apple now claims that the watches should be able to handle at least 18 hours of regular use. That totally depends, though, on the amount you use it and what you use it for. But Apple is content enough with the lifespan to call it a, quote, all-day battery. One of the most novel features of the watch is the Digital Touch app. It's a person-to-person way of communicating to other users that also have the Apple Watch. It enables you to sketch images, use it like a walkie-talkie, and send a simple tap to let people know if you're thinking of them. You can even send them your actual heartbeat vibrating on their wrist if you want.
The future for the Apple Watch is a healthy one. Many call it as a doctor on your wrist. With health-related sensors, different sensors technology that provides stress, heart rate, and blood pressure monitors. This provides fast processors, and also with the new update, it'll provide better battery life. Native applications will improve and better individualized healthcare will be available wherever there's a mobile signal. Also, the new software updates includes several apps specified for the watch itself, and it also includes video and audio animations.
The future for the Apple Watch is yet to be determined, but it is rumored that the second generation Apple Watch could be released as early as June 2016. The second generation watch could also include several key features that are currently missing in the current Apple Watch. These could possibly include primarily less reliance on iPhones, a longer battery life, built-in GPS, more focus on health and fitness, slimmer design with greater customization, more compatible with current apps on the iPhone, FaceTime from one iWatch to another, and primarily more affordable.
Thank you all so much for listening, and tune in for our next episode on the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Apple Watch, and whether or not you should buy it.